just about to tip things off here in Halen. Game between the Port Aldworth Lynx and the Sandpoint Eagles. Welcome those listening in the Sandpoint area. Tip is up. Controlled by Eagles. Here comes Brittany Gardner inside. Pulls back out. Pitches to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson looks down inside for Holmberg. Holmberg calls for it. She puts it up. Controlled by Janillion. Lynx. They bring it down to Sakaya. She brings it down for the Lynx. As they go inside, that's a shot up. 2 points around. No good. Rebound. Here comes Brittany. Gets to Lila Gunderson. Top right post. Gets it to Lundgren. Lundgren back to Gardner. Gardner puts up a shot. That's no good. Holmberg with the rebound. Up 2 points. And that's Alexia Holmberg. Inbound, right baseline. Get into Kaya. Kaya gets it back out. Gets that taken away. At Sandpoint turns it over to Danillion as they're fighting for the ball, and there's a jump ball.
Goes to the floor for your team. The hell ball. Over here to finish.
Danillion looks inside, try to get inside. Kaya takes a dribble inside, she puts up a shot. She's fouled. And Kaya Beebe will go to the free throw line for two. Fouls on Lindsay Holmberg, that's her first personal. Kaya's first free throw up, no good. Second field up, good. Bringing the score 2-1. Sandpoint Lady Eagles in front by one. 6:40 left to go in the first period. As Brittany Gardner looks down to a wide open Holmberg, who goes right through her hand. She wasn't expecting it. She had an open layup, but wasn't expecting the pass from Brittany. As Danillion brings it down to Danillion, as Malia Oran sets it up for the Lynx, gets it over to number 24, Leia Wardell. She dribbles right, back left, looks inside, and turns it over. As Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Lady Eagles. Gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg looking for her sister. Ended up throwing it a little too hard off the glass. As Lundgren gets control of the loose ball. As Gardner gets it out to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Gardner. Gardner working it inside. Puts up a white float up jump shot. That's no good enough. Rebound. Paige Lundgren couldn't get the handle on it. Missed the shot. But Gardner able to control it. Brittany Gardner drives inside. Loses up. And here comes Holmberg. Holmberg puts up a one-arm floater. Couldn't get it to go. As Paige hustles for the tap and gets it to Gardner. Gardner brings it back on top. Dribbles left. Bounce pass to Holmberg. Holmberg drives inside. She puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound Kaya Beebe. Here comes Danillion. Full steam ahead. As she looks inside. That's a shot up. That's no good. From Sandpoint, Lila Gunderson controls it for the Eagles. Here comes Brittany Gardner. Drives inside. Left, and she gets tripped up and then gets the ball back. She puts up a shot that's blocked by Kaya Beebe. kayak coming down full steam ahead for the Lynx. Kicks it over, layup up, and good. Katie McGee. Points up. As the Lynx Kaya throws up a shot, that's no good. Gets it back, puts it back up, that's no good. Controlled by Holmberg. Holmberg gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson to Gardner. Brittany Gardner sets inside, gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg puts up a shot, no good. Lundgren gets a rebound. She puts it up, that's no good. She puts it up again, that's no good. Three opportunities. As here comes Chameleon, full steam ahead, layup up, she is fouled. Fouls on Lindsay Holmberg, that's her second personal. 4-3, 3:49, any change in the first period. First free throw up, no good.
Adrian Johnson is in now. Nicole Smith in.
Second free throw up, no good. Controlled by Fort Oliver, that's Katie. Caitlin Johnson, she couldn't get the handle on it and then get it tapped out of bounds. Chameleon would hold on to the ball. Left baseline corner. They get the inbound in. That's a shot up. That's no good. Rebound, Gunderson, Gunderson. There comes Brittany Gardner. Brittany Gardner, full steam ahead. And she dribbles around, gets to Paige Lundgren. Paige Lundgren drives inside, puts up a shot, and she is fouled. Fouls on Katie McGee, her first personal. Scores 4-3, 3:30 left to go in the first period. Paige first free throw up and good. Paige's second free throw up and both bottom of the net for 2 points for Paige Lundgren, and Chameleon brings it down. That's Caitlin Johnson. Johnson looks over in the corner, gets it back to McGee. McGee inside, puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound, Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg gets it to Gardner, and Gardner brings it down. Looks inside for Holmberg. Holmberg couldn't get the handle on her. It's taken away by Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson brings it down, full steam ahead, puts up a layup, up and good. 6-5, 2:57 left to go, first period. Eagles up by one. Here comes Brittany Gardner. She puts up a 12-foot shot. Loaded. That's no good. Paige Lundgren with the rebound. Tries to look outside. Tries to get it outside. Controlled by Holmberg. Holmberg over to Gunderson. Gunderson had it poked out of bounds. 7-point basketball. Gunderson inbounds to Gardner. Gardner loses the handle. And tries to save it. And here comes Chameleon, full steam ahead. That's number 24, Elia Wardell. She puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound, Lundgren. Lundgren skying high for that one and then throws it away. Gets it back to Elia Wardell. She looks inside. That's shot back to Wardell. That's a shot up. That's no good. Controlled by Brittany Gardner. She comes down, full steam ahead. That was a shot. That was no good. Controlled by Lundgren. Lundgren puts it up. That's no good. As McGee comes down full steam ahead, she puts up a layup. That's no good. Controlled by Port Oliver. They put up a shot. That's no good. Multiple chances at Hoopman. Cannot finish. The score is 6-5. 1:47 left to go. First period. As the ball bounced off Chameleon. 7-point basketball. Left baseline. Gardner to inbound. Gardner gets it out to Holmberg. Holmberg in the corner. Homer gets to Gunderson, Lila Gunderson, that is. Gets it back to Gardner. Gardner drives inside, gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg drives right and goes back to Brittany Gardner. Top of the three-point line, and Gardner comes off the screen. Gets it inside to Holmberg. Beautiful pass up and couldn't finish. Beautiful, beautiful pass. Just couldn't get that. Alexia Holmberg couldn't get that to finish as Tenillian brings it down. And that's almost a steal. Holmberg almost got the ball, but able to control as Katie Hansen, Caitlin Johnson. No, that's usually Katie McGee. That's Katie McGee. 7-6. Just under a minute left to go. First period of play. As Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Lynx. I mean, for the Eagles. As Holmberg gets to Gardner. Gardner drives inside. Looks for Holmberg. Holmberg couldn't get the handle on it. Here comes Chameleon, full steam ahead, layup up, and good. Actually, that was a turnover. That was Nicole Smith. She ended up traveling on that play. Score is 7-6, 31 seconds left to go as Brittany Gardner will bring it down for the Eagles. Gardner drives right, gets it inside to Holmberg. Holmberg couldn't get the handle on it. She got too excited and tried to look to score before she could get a handle on it. Turnover as Caitlin Johnson brings it down for Chameleon. Dribbles left. That's a corner inside back to Caitlin Johnson from Kaya. That's a block shot. Pointed up, that's no good. And that's how things will end in the first period. 7-6. Fort Aldworth with the 1-point lead. Okay. Give a shout out to Sandpoint Radio. I'd like to welcome you, those listening in the Sandpoint area. And the city of the game, 7-6. Just about to start the second period. Go through the line, so the kick with number 4 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 4, Paige Lundgren. Number 10, Brittany Gardner. Number 11, Lila Gunderson. Number 22, Faith Carlson, who's not playing. Number 43, Emily Osterback. Number 44, Lindsay Holmberg. And number 45, Alexia Holmberg. And for the Lynx, we got number 3, Kaya Baby. Number 4, Aliana Varan. Number 11, Malia Varan. Number 14, Caitlin Johnson. Number 23, Tamara Taff. Number 24, Eli Wardell. Number 25, Nicole Smith. Number 30, Katie McGee. Number 33, Leslie Fowler. And number 45, Lizzie Fowler for the Lynx. As Gunderson gets it inbound, taken away by Kaya. Kaya will bring it down for the Lynx as she looks full court. They get it back to Kaya. They swing it over right back inside to Kaya. Kaya puts up a shot. That's no good. Controlled by the Holmberg. Holmberg, here comes Gardner. Gardner slows it down, gets double teamed. Ended up getting it tapped out of bounds. Sandpoint will retain the possession. Gardner will inbound. Gets it into Gunderson. Gunderson drives right. Comes off the screen from Holmberg. Gets it back to Holmberg. Holmberg dribbles off her foot and then he fights for a ball. Caitlin Johnson brings it down for the Chameleon Lynx. She looks inside to Kaya. Kaya gets it back to Johnson. Nice give and go. Shot up and good. Beautiful pass. 9-6. 7 minutes left in change in the first half. Gardner handle on it. Here comes Chameleon, and they throw it right back to Sandpoint. Here comes Gardner, hooks inside for Holmberg. Holmberg up and in point. Alexia Holmberg with the 2 points, giving the score 9-8. Chameleon up by one as they get it inside. McGee puts up a shot. That is good. Here comes Brittany Gardner for the Sandpoint Eagles. She drives inside, puts up a floater. That's too hard off glass. Couldn't control it. Controlled by Chameleon. Trying to get the ball out of there. End up getting another jump ball. This time it'll belong to Sandpoint. Give me one. As Kaya Baby steals the ball, she goes for close and she gets fouled. First free throw up and good. Kaya, second free throw up and good. 13-8. Chameleon with the lead. 5:55 left to go. Change first half of play. Brittany Gardner brings it down to the Eagles. Gardner gets it over to Gunderson. Gunderson drives inside, bounce pass to Holmberg. Holmberg out to sister Holmberg. Lindsay Holmberg up 2 points. Nice sister to sister tandem. As Sillian brings it down, that's Johnson. Gets it back to Kaya. Kaya loses the handle on it. Here comes Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Alexia. Alexia looks over, tries to get to Lundgren. Lundgren gets it taken away by McGee. Katie McGee brings it down. She puts up a shot. That's no good. She couldn't get the control on it. But they get it back, put two more points on the board. Is that Malia Moran? First points of the game. 15-10, 4:50 left to go. First half of play is. Brittany Gardner will inbound. Puts up a nice, beautiful pass. Cade Lundgren. 15-12, 4:38 left to go. First half of play. As Chameleon brings it down. That's Kaya. Gets it over McGee. McGee back to Kaya. Kaya looks back inside for McGee. McGee puts up a fake and then she shoots an 18-foot jump shot. That is good. Brittany Gardner sets it up for the Eagles. Gets to Lundgren. Lundgren back out to Gardner. Gardner puts up a fake and drives inside. Gets it to Alexia. Alexia gets it out to Gunderson. She fires up a 3-pointer. That's no good. As Paige Lundgren, nice hustle, trying to get the ball saved. As Chameleon brings it down. Elia Bardell trying to get it inside, taken away by Brittany Gardner. Brittany Gardner coming full steam ahead, she's blocked. Here comes Chameleon. Full steam ahead and she's fouled. That is Elia Ward, Malia Voran, who's going to go to the free throw line. First free throw up. penalties are up, no good. Gets the rebound, she puts up another shot. That's no good. Tapped out. Turnover, standpoint position. As Malia goes 1-2, 1-3. Takes one, missed one from the free throw line, and Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. Gardner looks over, gets it to Gundersen. Gundersen looks right for Lundgren. Lundgren, little too short on the passes. Here comes Katie McGee. Puts up a 18-foot jump shot. That's no good. Tapped out. Rebound. Million gets it out to BB. BB over to Malia. Malia is foul. Million gets a shot up, and that's 2 points for Katie McGee. And the standpoint. Eagles will call a timeout. 20-12, 2:44 left to go. Second period.
30 seconds.
Leading score for the Eagles is Alexia Holmberg. She has 6. Paige Lundgren has 4. Lindsay Holmberg has 2. And for the Chameleon Lynx, leading scorer is Katie McGee. She has 10 points. Followed by Malia Varan, she has 1 point. Caitlin Johnson has 2 points. And Kaya has 2 points as well. 20-12, 2:44 left to go. First half of play is standpoint inbound. Gets Gardner on top. Gardner looks inside to Holmberg. Holmberg comes back out. Drives inside, decides to pull it back out, and then tries to go inside again. And she's looking somewhere to go with the basketball, gets it to Gardner. Gardner puts up a shot. That's good. 2 points for Brittany Gardner. Chameleon gets the ball out. Here comes Brittany Gardner. Inside to Alexia Holmberg. This is Brittany Gardner will inbound for the Eagles. Lila gets it to Page, back to Holmberg. Holmberg back to Gunderson, back to Holmberg. Holmberg gets it to Gardner. Gardner puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound, Kaya, baby, for the Lynx. Kaya gets it down inside. That's a shot up. That's 2 points for Katie McGee. That's Brittany Gardner bringing it down for the Eagles. 1:32 left to go. 22-14. First half of play as Gardner sets it up for the Eagles. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson looks inside, back to Gardner. Gets it taken away. Gardner able to take the handle on it. Here comes Holmberg. She puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound, BB. So, and there's a charging foul as Brittany Gardner takes one for the team. Inbound standpoint. It's a tapped away, Katie McGee. As she taps it out of bounds, Gardner will, or Gunderson will inbound, gets it to Gardner. Gardner drives inside, top of the free throw line, dribbles left, right. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson hits it to Gardner. Gardner puts a world fake up. She puts up an 18-foot shot. That's no good. And Sandpoint will get possession again. Eagles get inside to Holmberg. Holmberg gets to Gardner. Gardner out to Lundgren. Lundgren to Gunderson. Gunderson to Alexia Holmberg. She puts up a shot. That's no good. Actually, that was Lindsay Holmberg. As Sam Tenillion tried to go down full speed ahead and ended up throwing it away, turning it over. 42 seconds left to go. 22-14. 42 seconds left to go. First half. as Brittany Gardner brings it down. Dribbles left. Bounce back. Back to Gardner. Gardner looking inside. Gets it back to Gunderson. Gunderson looks inside to Holmberg. Kicked away by Kaya. Beamy. She comes full steam ahead. Bounce pass over to Jeff. 2 points. 2 points for Eli Wardell. Gunderson sets it up for the Eagles. Gets it longer and longer and over to Gardner. Gardner inside to Holmberg. Holmberg takes one dribble, flips it up. That's no good. Controlled by the link. And that is how things will end. 24 to 14. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Tenalian. Sounds like Tenalian was making a bit of a run there at the end. We'll be back in just about 10 minutes with more high school basketball live from New Haven, where it's the exciting regional tournament. We have the rookies coming up next. The rookies are going to go up against the New Haven Malamutes for the chance to get to state. Going to be a very exciting matchup. And then tomorrow, if the Lady Eagles can win this game, they'll play tomorrow at 11. So stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. We'll see what comes. Let's play a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to get a couple songs going for you. So don't go anywhere. You're live. The Lady Eagles are down by about 9, I think, against the Port Allsworth Lynx, trying to mount a comeback. It was pretty close for a minute there. All right. Here we go, word from our sponsors. Music, now on KSDP. We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right. Welcome back to the second half of Players. Tenille will inbound the basketball. Katie McGee puts up 2 points. That's good. 26-14. Just underway. As they throw it away, that bizarre play. From the left hand point, able to get the ball back. Here comes Gunderson. Gunderson, full steam ahead. Gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg back to Gunderson. Gunderson gets to Gardner. Gardner dribbles top. Right. Looks inside for Lunger, and Lunger gets it taken away as Katie McGee goes coast to coast. 2 more points. Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. Full steam ahead. McGee tries to look and give it to Kaya and then throws it away. Turnover to Nillian Lynx. And Gardner will inbound. Holmberg. Back to Gardner. Gardner dribbles left. This is to Lila Gunderson. Gunderson. This is to Lundgren. Lundgren tries to get a handle and ended up dribbling it off for a foot turnover. Tenillian ball. Kaya Beebe but inbound for the Tenillian Lynx. Beebe looks inside for McGee. McGee gets it tapped around. And controlled by Elia Wardell. Elia looks inside, gets it back to trying to get it to McGee. McGee inside, 2 points up and good. Chrissy Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. He's trying to go over and gets the trap. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson to Lundgren. Lundgren goes full steam ahead. Gets it back to Gardner. Gardner drives left. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson looks inside to Lundgren. Lundgren turns around. Gets it back to Holmberg. Holmberg gets the handle on it. Gives it to his sister, Holmberg. Right baseline. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson gets inside to Lundgren, gets it back to Gardner. Gardner drives inside, puts up a floater. That's up and good. Brittany Gardner.
Brittany Gardner.
McGee handles for the Lynx. Gets it to Beebe. Kaya drives inside. She puts up a shot. That's good. 2 points for Kaya Beebe.
Kaya Beebe inside.
10 points. Oh, inbound. And another turnover standpoint as Chameleon will inbound the basketball. Kaya Beebe gets an 18-foot jump shot up, and that's good. Score is jumping up to 32-16, 4:58. Have to go third period. Gardner will set up for the Eagles. She drives inside. She puts up a floater. That's no good. Tapped around. Controlled by McGee. McGee drives full steam ahead. Gets it to Caitlin Johnson. Johnson fires up a three-pointer. That's up and good. As Brittany Gardner will set up for the Eagles, left baseline, gets it into Paige Lundgren. Lundgren puts up a shot. That's not good. Get a rebound. She couldn't get it to go again. As Caitlin Johnson sets it up for the Lynx. She's firing up another three, and that is good. Back-to-back threes for Caitlin Johnson. As she's provided 8 points off the bench for the Chameleon Lynx, as the score is 40-16, 4:07 left to go, third period. I'd like to give a shout out to Sandpoint Radio and allowing me to do play-by-play for you. Austin and company, thank you so much. I'd like to welcome you, those listening in from the Sandpoint area. As a Eagles will inbound, that's Brittany Gardner. Gardner drives inside. Gets it into Holmberg. Holmberg couldn't get the finish on it. As Caitlin Johnson coming down full steam ahead for the Lynx. Caitlin Johnson bounced past McGee. Shot up and good. As 42-16, 3:40 left to go. Standpoint. Trying to get a bucket up as Brittany Gardner puts up a shot. That's no good. Tapped around. Good hustle. The Chameleon will get the ball. McGee over the corner and travel. Turnover by Malia Varan. She took one too many steps. Sandpoint basketball. As Brittany Gardner sets it up for the Eagles. Gardner to Gunderson. Gunderson looks inside to for Lundgren, and she gets fouled.
Charge
standpoint, we're inbound. Holmberg, she puts up an 18-foot jump shot. That's a good rebound by Gardner. Gardner looks around, gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson gets it taken away. There's a jump ball as Elia and Gardner. Gunderson fight for the basketball. As Brittany Gardner, we're looking to drive in the foul. In the score is 42-16, 2:40 left in change, third period. As Gardner looks inside for Holmberg, Holmberg puts up a shot, up and no good. Good looks, but just can't get it going. It's Kaya Beebe. It's just taken away. I guess they're kicking back to Kaya.
I'll charge to the Eagles number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, her fourth.
That's Caitlin Johnson inbound for the Lynx. It's at the Kaya Beebe. Bounce passes in. This is taken away. They go inside, that shot is up, no good, block controlled by Holmberg. Here's the sister Holmberg, here comes Lindsay Holmberg as she drives down and gets a foul. Lindsay Holmberg looks inside for Lundgren. Lundgren almost loses the handle. Gets it back to Lindsay. Lindsay puts up a shot up. That's no good. And here comes Tenillion. As they throw it away, gives it to Lindsay Holmberg. Well, Holmberg gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Gardner. Gardner thinks about it. Then puts up an 18-foot shot up. That's no good. And Sandpoint has had great looks, they just couldn't get the can't get the basketball to go through the hoop. As Tenillion brings it down. Caitlin Johnson, 18 footer, that's no good. Controlled by Lila Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Gardner. Gardner full steam ahead, bounce pass, beautiful pass, up and good. Alexia Holmberg, 2 points. Beautiful pass by Brittany Gardner. And the Tenillion Lynx almost throw it away. Gets it into Caitlin Johnson. She puts up a shot. That's no good. Controlled by Lundgren. Lundgren gets it to Holmberg. Holmberg gets it to sister Holmberg. Trying to get a shot up. That shot up is no good. Controlled by Kaya Beebe. Caitlin Johnson coming full steam ahead. Up and good. Brittany Gardner looks inside for Holmberg. Holmberg puts up a shot. That is good. 2 points for Lindsay Holmberg. 20-44. 30 seconds left to go. Third period. That's Caitlin Johnson. Puts it over in the corner. That's a three-pointer up. That's no good. Controlled by Brittany Gardner. Gardner. Gardner drives right inside for Lundgren. Lundgren puts up a shot up. That's no good. Multiple times they had gotten inside, just cannot get it to go in. As Caitlin Johnson shoots an 18-foot shot up for Tenillion, and that's how the third period will go. 44-20.
And it looks like the Lady Eagles are fighting still to get back into it, but Port Allsworth has had a team that is well known as being top shelf, and they are looking to get into another opportunity to make their way to state after losing earlier. So we'll see if Sandpoint can have a strong fourth quarter and come back good. And don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, in just half an hour, we're going to have the championship game for the rookies against New Haven. Here's a quick thanks to one of our sponsors, and we'll be back for fourth quarter action as the Sandpoint Eagles trail the Port Allsworth Lynx.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Time to go back for the fourth quarter action now. Son of Monts giving us the wonderful play-by-play action that he always does live in New Haven.
Just beginning on the way, fourth period. Gunderson gets to Gardner. Gardner drives inside. She puts up a 24-foot shot. That's no good. Paige Lundgren trying to get the tap. Couldn't get it. And McGee brings it down for the Tenillian Lynx. That shot is up. 2 points for number 23, Tamara Taft. But Brittany Gardner will bring it down for the Sandpoint Eagles. Corner to Holmberg. Holmberg looks for Gunderson. Gunderson taps it in. Couldn't get the handle on it. Turnover. Tenillian ball. 46-20. Just beginning fourth period. As Tenillian brings it down. As McGee gets it over. Inside and steal by Lundgren. Lundgren gets it to Gardner. Gardner looks inside for Holmberg. Holmberg tries to get it up and couldn't get it to go. As Gardner fighting for the ball gets it another one, another shot, and that's two misses off steals, and they just cannot get anything to go. As Holmberg, Lindsay Holmberg, Alexia Holmberg, and that is it for Lindsay Holmberg. She was just fouled out of the game. Good job, Lindsay. And she's a junior, so she will be back next year. Lindsay Holmberg will finish with 4 points as Tenillian will bring it down. Checking into the game is Emily Osterback for the Eagles as Katie McGee puts up a shot. That's no good. She gets it back, tries to get it up, and that's no good. Inbound. That's McGee. She puts up a shot, gets it again. McGee again, no good. Controlled by Lundgren. Lundgren gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Brittany Gardner. Gardner puts up a shot. That's up and good. .549 left to go. 46-22. Tenillian with the lead. That's McGee. Up shot, no good. Controlled by Delia Wardell. Wardell puts up a shot. That's no good. Rebound Gunderson. Gunderson gets it to Gardner. Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. Puts up a three-pointer up. That's no good. And they fight for the ball as Tenillian able to get the handle on it. Here comes Tenillian, full steam ahead. Shot is up. That's no good. Too hard off the glass. That shot was by Aleana Voran. Controlled by Sandpoint as Brittany Gardner. Looks inside, gets it tapped away and turnover. Sandpoint possession left baseline.
Edward Johnson now back in. Ty Beattie back in for the Lynx. Oh.
Gunderson, or Gardner, will set it up. Looks inside for Lundgren. Lundgren puts a shot up. That's no good. They've had multiple opportunities to get it inside. They just cannot finish as Caitlin Johnson gets it to McGee. McGee puts up a shot. That's no good. And so it's back to Caitlin Johnson, tapped out of bounds. Caitlin gets it to Kaya. Kaya corner. That's a shot up. That's no good. Rebound Kaya. Kaya puts it up and good. 2 points for Kaya Beebe. Brittany Gardner will bring it down 48-22. 4:18 left to go in the game. And Sandpoint will retain possession. Lundgren gets it to Osterback. Osterback fires up a shot. That's no good. Tapped around. Controlled by Tenillion. Tenillion to Katie McGee. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound Caitlin Johnson. She gets it tapped out of her hands and unable to get control on it. Gets it to Kaya. Kaya inside back to Kate. Kaya. Nice give and go. Just couldn't get the handle on it. As Brittany Gardner will bring it down for the Eagles. Thought about a three. And Paige Lundgren gets a shot up and she is fouled.
Foul charges in the legs, number 30, Katie
McGee, her second. Paige's first sweeper up, no good. Page's second piece up, no good. Rebound, Kaya Beebe. This is to Caitlin Johnson. Johnson tried to get it to Nicole Smith. She couldn't get the handle on that turnover as Lundgren will bring it in for the Eagles. And Brittany Gardner. Gardner just dribbles left. She takes up a shot. That's no good. Rebound Nicole Smith. Gets it to Caitlin Johnson. Johnson back down. She gets a wide open layup and ends up missing it and then able to get it back.
Caitlin Johnson.
So Caitlin. Brittany Gardner bringing it down 50-22. 2:55 left to go in the game. As the Lady Eagles look inside to Lundgren. Lundgren dribbles right and left. She puts up a shot. That's good. 2 points for Paige Lundgren. As Kaya gets a wide open shot down low. Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. So looking for Holmberg. Holmberg gets it taken away by Johnson. Caitlin Johnson's full steam ahead. Up. Nicole Smith couldn't get an handle on it. Caitlin Johnson puts it up again. No good. Rebound to Nillion. That's an 18-foot shot. That's no good. Rebound Nicole Smith. As she was on the line and as Brittany Gardner brings it down for the Eagles. Gardner puts up a floater. That's no good. Rebound Osterback. Osterback gets it to Gardner, then gets it taken away. As Caitlin Johnson finds herself open from the three, decides not to shoot it, and takes it back, and almost gets it taken away. Nicole Smith gets it to McGee. Or that is Tamara Taft. As Malia Varan will inbound for the Lynx. Varan gets it out to
Tamara Taff, and she soars away to Brittany Gardner. Gardner drives full speed ahead, and she is fouled. 52-24, 1:25 left to go, fourth period. That's in the links, hoping it down. Nicole Smith. To Caitlin Johnson. Caitlin Johnson puts up a shot. That's no good. Tapped out. Controlled by Holmberg. Holmberg hits it to Gardner. As we're just under a minute left to go. Gardner puts up a shot. That's no good. Controlled by Caitlin Johnson of Tenillion. Caitlin Johnson full steam ahead. Thought about a three. And then Nicole Smith gets it back to Johnson. Johnson. There's Tenillion. She decides to take a three-pointer. That's no good. Controlled by Brittany Gardner. As Gardner brings it up, she's fouled. 52-24, 23 seconds left to go, and this is Brittany Gardner. She is a senior. This is her final game with the Eagles. So let's see if she can make both of these free throws. First free throw up, and bottoms in it for Brittany Gardner. She'll have one more. Let's get one more in there, Brittany. The only senior on the team. Phenomenal point guard, Brittany Gardner. Her second free throw is up, and that's no good. Tenillion will take the ball inside. Shot is up and no good. Controlled by Caitlin Johnson. She puts it up. That's no good. Rebound, Caitlin Johnson. She gets it back. As Brittany Gardner will bring it down. 4 seconds left to go in the game. Brittany will shoot her last shot. That is no good. And that's how the game will end, 64-25. Good job, Sandpoint Eagles. Good job, Tenillion Lynx. Leading score. Leading score for the game for the Eagles is Brittany Gardner. She had 7 points. Alexia Holmberg with 8. Lindsay Holmberg with 4. Paige Lundgren with 1, 2, 3, 5 points. And the leading scorer for the Tenillion Lynx is Katie McGee. She had 18 points for the Lynx. And congratulations to the 10-point Eagle Lady Eagles on a beautiful season. Tough game. They had chances. They had their chances, but just couldn't get a bucket. Couldn't get a bucket in there. They had their chances, but couldn't make a bucket. But that's how those things will end. 54-25. Good job, Lady Eagles, on a beautiful season, and good job, Brittany Gardner. Great point guard. All right, we'll be back in about 20 minutes.
All right, Sonny. Thanks. Looking forward to that championship. We'll talk to you soon.